Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today the Church honors the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saints Joachim and Anne. And today's celebration reminds me of something that Father John Hardin used to say. He said that any soul that is in the state of grace, God will use infallibly as a means of grace for others. They will be a channel of grace for other people. It's reasonable to think that the efficacy or the degree of grace that God will be using that person will also be in proportion to the development of grace in that particular soul. You know, holier people, people who have the life of God dwelling in them to a greater degree, are a greater means of grace that God uses in the lives of others. For this reason, the church, some pastors, will baptize the infants of parents who aren't exactly practicing Catholics or not fully practicing Catholics. You know, especially if there has to be at least a reasonable hope that this child will be raised in a Christian manner. And that is the case if there happens to be devout godparents and things like that. Because what happens is when you baptize that child, you now have somebody who's in the state of grace living in that household. And in fact, that child baptized will be a means of grace for those two parents who are not exactly practicing the faith and can be a means of conversion and bringing them back into the state of grace. And so this brings us to Our Lady. Okay, Our Lady in the state of grace, not after her birth, waiting for some baptism or some moment like that, but prior to birth, from the moment of her Immaculate Conception. And to what degree was she in the state of grace? The fullness of grace. Hail, full of grace. Not only that, but she was given by God as the role in this world to be the mediatrix of all graces. So this is the daughter of Saints Joachim and Anne. Their daughter is full of grace. She has the role and the responsibility to be the mediatrix of all graces. She is also observing the fourth commandment to honor her father and her mother. And how is the mediatrix of all graces going to do that? By giving them an abundance of God's gifts. And so this is the uniqueness of these two saints that we celebrate today, is their proximity to the mystery of redemption, the Son of God, the Word of God incarnate, and she who was to be the Mother of God. They are there witnessing with their own eyes that white dawn that announces the rising of the Son of Justice. Totally unique among the saints in heaven. And so we can suppose that they also have a special place in heaven, near their Immaculate Daughter, near their grandson, the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.